Yes, he said this one to me. I'll edit this one. Please. Please, man, my brother.
Well, I'm making it.
It's so wonderful.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes, it's so wonderful.
Where do you find these cards? But anyway.
Is he still looking for leather frame?
Hey, you cool. Hey. Yeah.
Guys, what's like you don't say? You, guys,
wait, whoa.
You know, okay, I do law, right? Hmm. One of the things that you must do is
to lie
you,
as a lawyer.
They teach you to lie every single time.
And to deny
yourself up
with lies and more lies.
Iman, back yourself up.
If the first lie doesn't work, tell another lie.
Did you see the court case, my one? You must be excited.
Whose one?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yes.
Oh. Yeah, but that was riveting to you. I was like,
for you, I was like, what the hell?
No, like,
so how do you think it went?
Look, if the guy wins, then there's a problem.
Okay, obviously,
then there's a problem.
Let's move on. H2O, show number
something,
whatever. 7 December, give December, boss. Humanate,
papa.
Do you have any plans?
Nah, staying at home.
Staying at home.
Wena?
Yeah, I'm also staying. I'll be in Botswana, and I'm also gonna go to Welkom for Christmas.
Staying at home. Well, I'll be in Botswana. I'll be in Welkom.
No, I'm.
Dude, make up
I'm
your
going
mind.
For a wedding. It's a wedding. There's nothing. It's just a wedding.
Okay.
And then I'm home, like Welkom.
Welkom. Mm. Okay. I can work.
I would do that.
Then I'm
I would really
the
do
kids
that.
Away for the holiday because, god damn, I need a rest. And I need some H2O with a dash of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Water and vodka?
Mm.
Sis man.
Hey, flavored water.
Oh, okay. I thought you said H2O for my
tap. Oh, meti. With vodka. How would you know anyway?
Mm-hmm. No, I used to.
All right.
Dabble.
So, let us, first of all, can we clarify? William.
Yes.
Ngamla.
Tada! You see, that's what
we
I was only saying.
Brennan, what did we say? William, theater teacher, most likely.
Doesn't exist too.
No. we've had a chat with this. So on this segment of, did we get any responses, names?
From the last week.
The name of the segment? Did you get?
A couple. I'll put them down. We've got a couple.
I didn't see anything.
Here he is. Please don't pronounce. He said, please don't pronounce my name and surname.
Why?
Because he doesn't want to be like,
Hello.
He just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there.
He's just William.
Do you want me to talk to him, call him?
Do you want to call
no,
him?
No. It's okay.
Well, anyway.
Yes.
William, the theater teacher.
Uh-huh.
38-year-old theater teacher at a high school in Midlands. The chap has 2 kids. And is an avid.
Let's go drink some water.
I'm an avid fisherman. He's a hunter and a traveler.
And dude, do something. By the time we come back, he'll be still on line number 6.
Why do you want to read like that? We're not in a rush, right? Mm-hmm. So let's start again. William is 38 years old. Mm-hmm. He's a teacher at a high school in Midlands, mm-hmm. right? He has 2 kids. He's an avid fisherman. He's a hunter and a traveler. Old William here owns a 2012 Land Rover Discovery 3-liter SD V6, which has been a gem. I'm sure you would agree with
me. I don't understand why people don't buy this car.
Yeah, the car has recently clocked 300,000 kilometers and has served him well over the last 10 years. Now William clearly got a raise at the high school. He's ready to replace it with something newer. He has a budget of 12,000 rand. Wow. Okay. Per month. With or without a month. While he wouldn't mind another Discovery, he's also open to trying something new. Ideally with modern features like Apple CarPlay.
Open to try something different, not new, but anyway.
Yeah, well, different, new. Ideally with modern features, né? Like an Apple CarPlay. It's not essential, but a nice to have. Now, here's the criteria, and this is what William is looking for. Let's stick to this, please. So the car needs to be comfortable. No buggy-based SUVs, please. He says, bouncing is great for my kids, but not for a full-grown adult. Okay?
William is funny, too.
The car must have off-road capabilities, so it must be able to handle proper off-road terrain. It must have towing capacity. William is an outdoorsy type. Fuck. So towing is a must. The car must be spacious. Plenty of room is important. 7-seater, preferably, but it's not a deal breaker. The car needs to be powerful because obviously he drove a powerful SD engine car. And lastly, he doesn't want a flashy car. Something underrated, but something good.
Understated.
Okay.
Phew. That took a year.
That was a fucking essay, bro.
Yes. Took a year and a half.
Creative director. Yeesh. Get people who send shorter requests.
What do you want? Let me look at the...
So, I have selected what I went with 2 weeks ago. If you remember, for Kevin.
Yes.
I stuck was to it the same Kevin? Friend.
No, man. This is why I was confused. Kevin is the guy that wanted the coffee guy. Yes. The coffee guy. And he likes his car. Kevin is not the guy of Volvo.
He likes his car. The E46 station wagon. What?
Kevin, you will say the Volvo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
A few guys actually were saying, I'd also go with the station wagon.
They're stupid.
I win. They decide, Baba, not you.
Yeah, we won.
Man is the best.
Carry on with what you want.
So anyway, so I've gone with the 2019 Volvo XC90 T6 all-wheel drive R design. Nah? 629. So it's 11,000 rand a month. That's my car.
With a deposit.
With deposit and a very good interest rate.
Yes.
At 600, you're 12, Baba.
Yes. How much was his budget?
On 630.
Yeah, 600 12. Below. Your look, car is 630.
And
you know he started good, guys, let's keep to budget, eh?
With a good...
Let's keep to this.
Let's keep to the script. In part of the criteria...
the script is 12,000.
The 12,000. He's got 12,000-ish. He's got an increase.
He didn't say ish. He said 12,000.
Got an increase. So, this is my car.
This guy,
I told you the guy got an increase.
He must never start with
you just give him another increase yourself.
He's just got an increase.
He must never start with, let's stick to the plan. Yeah?
Linda, yeah. The car, I send you the link. Do you check the link out?
Yeah.
Nah? This is what they say per month it is.
This is a very good
You see.
So anyway, this is the car that I am suggesting, mainly because it's a 7-seater. He seems like he's a good family guy.
Say kilometers.
How? But there, it's there.
Where?
On the link.
No, I
didn't 77,000 Ks.
You could have Googled. Yes,
77,000 Ks. I could have.
Yeah, so this is the car I went with. Obviously, me being a Volvo lover.
2019, so it's still got... No, it doesn't have motor plan.
Me being a Volvo lover.
It's off motor plan, eh?
Safety. 5 years,
yeah.
2024 this year. It depends on the month.
Yeah, it's coming off motor plan.
This car is good. Look, it's not the best off-road car you can
get.
That
was my next question. Can you off-road?
Yeah. It's not the best out of everything. Yes, it can.
It can go on gravel?
No, it can off-road. Proper off-road.
Where
so
did
you didn't
get that?
Do your homework, Linda.
I'm just asking.
You didn't do your homework.
Okay.
Look, so anyway, look, this is my car. Put my car up.
Mm.
Have a look at it.
Chuso, what do you think?
I think it's a good me, personally. You know, in the sense that he says he's not looking for anything flashy.
Okay. So right? What do you think?
So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, look, I'm generally skeptical of Volvo. I think from, not personal experience, but someone that I know, especially as they age, quality issues with the vehicles, with the interior. I hope these ones have improved. But also hell of expensive to maintain out of motor plan. But I think the outdoors thing, yes, you can talk off-road capability. It's a four-wheel drive, but can this thing really go bundi bashing?
Did you guys read about the car?
I'm looking at this specific car. Can it go bundi bashing? Mm-hmm. I doubt it. Those tires don't look like even all-terrain tires, so he's going to struggle there. That body kit, those spoilers, they're mini rocks off-road. So... nice car, but I don't think it's for him.
That's what you think.
Another thing is, it's
How big is the engine of this car?
It's a 2 liter.
It's a high strong 2 liter turbo. It's got electric. It's got a small engine. Look, I love these cars. They're gorgeous.
It's good looking.
It's look. If you're living in the city and you are Mswati, you want this for your kids, I'd say get it with Motorplan, because to maintain Volvo will always be an issue with maintenance. It always be an issue with quality.
Quality of
the car.
The car. Engine.
It's like taking a Slay Queen camping. She's gonna come there in high heels and with weaves and everything.
When she comes back, fit. When she comes back, you're gonna dump it because where is
man, we sit
this?
And make a fire. She's gonna burn her hair. She sits there.
She's gonna
burn the hair. Oh, what's that?
No,
Joe, I can't sleep on the ground.
I brought the Slay Queen to.
You brought the Slay Queen to the
off-roading and off-roading, chief. It can go. It's got it's got a permanent all-wheel drive. I don't see it having.
It's got air suspension.
Air suspension doesn't mean anything. You know what air suspension does? It actually makes the car go up and down.
I know.
And but it's more comfortable.
More comfortable. It doesn't.
So he's comfortability once again.
Look, he likes going off road. He likes going fishing. He likes doing this. Likes.
You know, actually, now, honestly, I wanted to for him suggest the Haval, because I take a Haval fishing. All the time when I
go. It's a front row. It's a front wheel drive most.
He doesn't want that. Look, compared to what
look,
he's had
your
before.
Car is gorgeous if you're going to buy it for you or your wife living in the suburbs.
In the city.
Yeah.
So you are saying that he climbing cannot pavement. Take it.
It's
not a Pundu passion vehicle. Let's call it that.
He can't go and put it on the side. He can't go fishing properly like in the, you know.
Yeah.
He can. He might just get stuck. And then someone.
And he'll always be worried the whole time. Can I make it? Will I make it? Oh, will I scratch it?
It's not rugged. It's pretty.
You know?
It's a pretty car.
Yeah, it is. And then you're going to sketch that bumper.
Just read reviews about it and then.
No. I don't have a problem with it. We talked about this Volvo. You know, that's why I was checking. Does it still have Motorplan? Maybe if it's got Motorplan. Yeah, but look.
Yeah, but also the cost of extending it.
Maybe extended. Now it's gone over and then the poor teacher, you won't have any money left. For tuck money. So, and off-roading is a problem.
I don't know. It's fine. You've had your say. I've had my say. He'll have his say. And the guys will have their say.
Okay. So I struggled to make a choice. I thought I must give him options. My initial thought was 2019 Jeep Wrangler 2.8 CRD Sahara. 574,900, that's the price. It's got 100,000 kilometers.
The first thing you ask for, comfortable. I'm just
okay. No. I've been in a Wrangler. Look, we can compare. There are more comfortable SUVs, but this is, and as the Jeep website says, it is a leather type frame, not a leather frame.
What is the difference?
I am not.
Andy?
No, I read up on it.
It's a leather type.
It's slightly more
leather
comfortable.
Leather frame is generally, there's a leather, which is the bottom part, and there's a top part. You generally come together.
So we're talking about chassis here.
Yes, it's not a unibody. Unibody is the unibody.
Yeah, leather frame, because it's shaped like a letter. Yeah. It lies like this, and it's got all these. And then they put all the components on top.
And then you can separate the two. So a leather frame is generally uncomfortable because...
But it's stronger, especially
it's stronger
for off-roading.
For off-road. Oh. Yeah. But your Range Rovers, your Land Rovers have... I mean, actually, the Defender has got two frames. It's got a leather frame. That's why they say it's got two suspension. It's got a leather frame and an air suspension on it. So it's rugged. But it's also smooth and soft. So it eliminates. But
this one has only got
a leather type frame.
Leather type. So I, the no, one that is.
I do not know what a leather frame is.
I can Google it. Jeep said it's there.
As per your explanation.
No, look, this is not comfortable. I've also been going to Durban with this thing. It's
the Wrangler.
It's not a comfortable.
Nah, I enjoyed it.
And then even the doors, they don't close very well, man.
How? What do you mean?
They close, but it feels like there's a gap.
What about Tucson? This car,
it's all in your mind.
I always think this car is cool. It's cool looking.
It's very cool. Yeah? It's good off-road.
It's a good off-road.
It'll do all those things. The only thing, it's not as comfortable as others.
Man, Mr. Shakespeare wants something comfortable. He doesn't want to be bouncing around.
No, it's bouncing around.
Okay, sharp. If that won't be suitable for him.
Like a bike, he's got a leather chase frame.
That's why he doesn't want it.
And the reason why it's done that, it should be able to rotate quite outrageous. So it should be able to. And it's a good thing for off-roading. On the freeway,
with those big tires. Have you heard the sound that thing makes?
It's character, man.
There's no character. You're going to have a headache.
Feel a lento.
Right. But if he doesn't, Aifang, you might just buy it.
Feel a lento.
The next option I thought of, if the suspension is a problem, 2018 Range Rover Sport SE SDV6. You did say he likes the SDV6 engine. 589,900 rands, 100,000 Ks. Might be flashy, but I mean, it's an SE. It's not an HSE. It doesn't really look flashy, but it will do all those things that he wants. It's got air suspension. It'll go off road. It'll do all of that. If he thinks that's flashy, I don't think his car is bad. I like the Disc Core 4.
Mm.
There's a 2016 SDV6. 584,995 is the price, and the mileage is 80,000 Ks. So that one's hit 300,000. Just trade it in for this one.
Mm. Yeah, the Disco I like.
Look, the Jeep is uncomfortable. It doesn't have space.
Where does it have space?
At the back.
Back seat?
Yeah, Chief. I can't fit in the back seat of that car. I promise you. As a friend of mine, we went to Durban with it. He's in PE. His in-laws have got it. The CRD, the four-door. I don't understand why Jeep is so big. Look, I love the Jeep. I really do. And I like the two-door one. To drive around and pon around and look like you've got character. But
that's all.
The Range Rover, I love it. It's just flash.
Too flashy.
Range Rover just says, I got a tender.
But he won't look like he got a tender. He's white. Like,
he's white. What kind of white is this guy? What kind of white is this dude?
No, Marie, in this current economy, look, who knows? The white guy's got
the Discovery. I think, good choice, but he's got it. He's just...
if he didn't broke, what try to fix it?
Yeah, but I mean... You know, sometimes you buy a new car, it must have something new, you know. Getting into the same old car with the same old buttons. The only thing that changes, yeah, and it's an SE, maybe it was a Landmark, it'll have heated seats. The Landmark will have heated seats and a heated steering.
Actually, it is a Landmark. See, it's just a higher mileage.
Did you see a Landmark? The Landmark. We might have seats, warm, heated seats, and maybe a screen at the back there. But he's going to go into the same car. He's going to get into a car that children won't even notice. Hey, kids, I bought a new car.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's the type of guy that's after those things. The car must just do certain things.
It must.
But functionality.
Look, I agree with you. I would go with the last. If you can't find anything, then stick to the old one because it's still a good car.
So just upgrade the old one, basically.
But have you ever bought two cars that are the same? I've done that. And I regret it after, like,
What the hell did I do?
There's nothing exciting. You know everything. And, the other one had a bigger engine. So the only thing, I didn't press it, I just accelerated. My choices. Look, the first choice, if you want to move away from the brand, is a Touareg. I got a 2018 with 114 kilometers and it's 468. It can do off-roading. It's comfortable. It's not flash. No one will actually ever see you. It's actually bordering on very boring. It's a good car. I think reliability is as reliable as the Land Rover.
Power?
It's a 3-liter. It's the same-ish power. 3-liter TDI. And that TDI is in everything. Every W it's in. So it's a reliable, it's a known engine. If he doesn't like it, I don't like this car. And it's just... purely on, I'm the old school guy. I like the square. But this car, this would be the perfect choice for me. Get a 2017 3-liter TD HSE. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got digital screens.
Discovery 5.
Is it a Discovery 5?
Yeah.
Is it called the Disco 5? Yeah. It doesn't look nice. But it's got everything. It's upgraded. It's comfortable. It's got all the screens. It's got all the Apple Play. It's got everything that you had in your old car with more. You're just going to lose that edge, that square, that cool look.
Ruggedness.
And it also goes under the radar. In fact, people like Tuzo are going to be like, oh. So no one, and you can put, it's got space, it's got 7 seats. So I would actually go for this. It's 133,000 Ks, 2017 HSE. Let me give you the features. It's got digital, the speedometer is digital. There's Apple CarPlay, there is what other Android heated seats, heated cooler, that thing, cooler, like in a 6-pack, and then get arrested. I don't know if it's got the screens at the back, but if it's HSE, you know what HSE stands for?
No.
High spec equity or something. High spec equipment. High spec equipment. So I had HSE, so standard equipment SE. So HSE, high spec. You know, standard.
Yes.
Highly S. Ah, don't buy it.
So what is he?
So I think the best card for him to buy is just a newer one. Mm-hmm. You'll get the same engine, you'll get the same power, in fact, a bit more power, a bit more torque, same space. In fact, the electric windows. But when the current one, they cannot electric window and electric seats, the current ones, hand the door over, you drop the seat and you pull this one and you know the seats at the back.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pull the bottom part, drop it and drop this and
so
pull it.
Are these fully electric?
You know what I'm talking about.
There's a lot to go wrong, though.
Yeah,
so
you must get a good warranty.
Look,
no, the possibility.
Both these cars. What do you think?
Look, I thought of the Disco 5, but because so I didn't even look at that. I didn't think of the Touareg. Actually, I think the Touareg is a very good choice. For the first time, it actually made sense.
As usual,
having looked at it now. And if I may follow you, if he's got a bit of spare change, there's the newer model. It's a 2018, though.
The Touareg.
Yeah, the Touareg.
Yeah.
V6 TDI. Mm. 148,000 K. It's a bit high for this new shape, but he can get into a newer car that will have all those features.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, if he wants to stretch it a bit by 30,000.
So are we saying, final, Mr. Shakespeare, we are going with the Touareg?
I would say yes, the Touareg. And if he can get this newer one, he must do it.
I agree with the Touareg as well.
But okay, get the Touareg.
Not going to hear the end of this.
Only no, just because I didn't think of it. I would have thought it's.
As usual, I've done my homework. Buddy. As usual, a Touareg. Well done. I would actually still go for the Disco 5.
Do you want a star on your
forehead? No, he wins. You know,
and he might actually end up going for the Disco 5. He likes Disco. He likes that disco engine. Mm. He wants it. He doesn't care about.
Look, so
I got distinctions.
Listen, here's the agreement.
I got 10 out of 10.
Here's the agreement. We all agree that LR Land Rover is
his choice.
Is his choice. It's a top off-roading car.
Yeah.
And if he wants to move from this brand, which we are not advising.
Look, it is. So what do we say?
Then go to the Touareg.
Look, if he wants a newer car, get the new Land Rover, Disco 5. If you want to change a brand, go to the Touareg,
yes.
Thank you.
Or get the newer Touareg.
This one
that's available. It's only one at that price point. You'll have to move fast if you want it, I guess.
Okay, let it go.
So I got two. You know what? I'm going to keep. Can you check it? Brennan, can you see my smile? It's not arrogant. It's just.
You're freaking Frenchy. That's just what you are.
Like. Knowing smile.
But I want us to start keeping score.
I won. I'm the leader.
I want us to start. Nah, never.
I'm two. No one has ever won as many as I have. So let's move on.
No. Anyway. Moving right along.
Someone's going to commit suicide in his... What car did he choose last week? In that convertible that he chose the other week. Let's go on.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
is this guy going to be on that Lexus? Did someone hurt you who drove a Lexus?
For the rest of my life, he knows Len. In fact, I wanted to ask you, would you have bought that Lexus?
You?
Convertible.
If there was my budget. If there was my budget.
And you drove it.
Yeah, I love convertibles.
Oh. The Lexus one?
I would have bought it with that budget.
And drove it.
Okay, No. Let me answer you. Let me answer you. In fact, let me answer you. If I would have bought it, right? If, because he's not me. If I were him, because I would have gone for either a 330i or 335 Cabriolet M Sport pack. Hence I'm saying the question was not BMW because he's him. So if you ask me,
oh, he did Kwanje. He said,
but because he's him. If I was him, I'd buy it. But if you ask me if I would buy it, no, I would buy the PM.
And what's my game? But you know what you should have done? If you really trust your brand, you should have stuck to and try and convince
him. No, it's not that it's my brand.
But you sort of.
It's a
brand. It's
fine. And went to the most popular.
I tried to stick to the brief.
Driving Miss Daisy.
There was a car called Sabre.
Sab.
Chrysler.
Is it not Sabre?
Saber was a Nissan.
No, there
was a Sentra, and then there was like a coping hatchback thing. There was a Saber.
There was a Chrysler convertible.
No, that is the...
Not Crossfire.
My neighbor had one.
Not a Crossfire, but
that thing is ugly, man. No, it's not the same.
Same vibe.
Nah, never.
Not the Crossfire.
But if he's watching, okay, go check out a 335 Cabriolet. Look, you'll be happy.
I know he didn't give you feedback yet because it's made up. But anyway, just when you decided that, in my life
would have said Tuso's other car was right.
The guy that was called probably works in the office was reading a script like, I had it, and he mentioned the wrong car. Remember?
Yeah.
But anyway,
he was looking at a Volvo.
Moving right along.
So anyway, guys. I picked up something. The MD of VW South Africa is calling out to the government to intervene with the influx and, as she called it, flooding of the market by the Chinese. She says, we are stationed here. We are building cars here. They're building two cars, the Polo and the Cross Polo in the Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. And they're going to introduce a third model that's called a Terra in Brazil. I don't know what they'll call it here. And she's saying, look, we've struggled with load shedding. We're investing in generators, alternative power. We are creating jobs here. We are training people. We are committed to South Africa. Yet the government is not doing anything about stopping these guys because they can't compete. She says we don't have a big enough manufacturing base for parts manufacturing to allow dropping of scale, volumes of scale.
Volume of scale.
But you know what I mean, yeah. So she's saying, look, we are doing what we can to stay in the country, but government, please do something.
And they're already getting like big rebates on tax.
That's what.
And huge discounts. There's a reason why they are. It's not because they love us.
No, of course they must make money.
They must make money, and they've been wooed. But again,
and I get a happy. Sorry, a little bit. I was reading somewhere that in Africa, this Africa, I get they forced to do EV now in Europe. So here, they're still going to continue with the combustible engine.
Combustion. Combustible means it.
Okay, combustion. I don't know shit about cars. But anyway, how about English, clearly? So what I read, that's not funny. William, please. So what I read is that...
English.
English. So So
maybe we should write Vanagalo.
You had a bad week last week, man.
He can't read again. And then today is like not a combustible engine.
They say they're continuing with that in Africa for the foreseeable future. They're not going EV. So I think maybe that's one of the reasons why Balala, because the Chinese people, they are coming.
It's a tough one for me. Here's South Africa with a struggling economy. You really need the Chinese market. These guys have not done themselves a favor by being expensive. Very few people can afford a Polo.
Remember a few episodes ago we spoke about the price of the Polo.
It's expensive.
344
so come these cars.
A Vivo.
And these guys are giving people access to cars. You can't stop that because the economy allows it. And China knows this market, knows the African market. This is what they want. Mm. They've been protected from other markets. You can't import a car, for example, from England and just bring it. It's almost impossible and expensive. So they've been from importing cars. They've been given tax breaks. They've been given a whole lot of support by the government to try keep them in South Africa. Yes, there was load shedding. And the load shedding and them putting...
It's being sorted out as well.
Yeah, and them putting... You know, it's like someone saying, apartheid was good, it built roads. No, it didn't build roads. It needed roads to get the gold out for themselves. They didn't care about, I'm building roads for these guys to go. No, they wanted roads and railway to go take out the gold and sell it. So their investment in solar, it actually benefits them. Now, we are also losing revenue from electricity. So all I'm saying is, you can't expect the government to stop these cars from coming in, the Chinese cars, because the market wants them.
Mm.
Because this current situation, even your people working for you most probably can't afford a Polo.
They can't afford the
so they, So you might find people that are building, a guy will gladly get into his Chinese car to go build the German car.
Mm.
So I think be more creative.
Last week there was an article where they were actually praising their factory to say, our footprint, your carbon, we are reducing because we've increased.
And they've also got that.
We've increased the capacity, the plant to go sort of solar.
Mm.
Now, government agree bafar. Is it you were talking tax rebate?
A lot of it.
I think it's what 150% or something like that. It's a high percentage. Who understand or what they can get back? So this article I gave about they are happy now. Happy they are coming and they are crying about having done the same.
Same thing that they were boasting about.
That they were boasting about. Now they're saying, "Hey, we're doing this and like a coward." So
you
not...
get it? Like America is charging huge tariff for Chinese cars to try to protect the American brands.
Mm.
Fair enough. I do get it. I do get where they're coming from.
See, they've got American brands that they're building.
You know? But again, American brands, the market is different. They've got a bit more money than us. We need the Chinese cars. I'm sorry. We need them in this market.
And
because they answer a lot of questions.
Yeah, that protectionism sort of will just make cars more expensive and people won't be happy.
And the thing is that...
That's the problem.
And with people this is my problem, is that they already. Also were... played. They also... The pricing was a bit too high.
They were getting away with it for so long.
Mm.
Now, all of a sudden, the new kid on the block is here, and they're like, oh, shit, we can't go down.
And you know what they had to do? VW's got such brand loyalty in South Africa. If they had to produce a cheap car, maybe it's a Sauda, and they make it cheap, even if it doesn't have all, make it cheap, affordable. People would run to it because it's got such a... The thing is that it's just simple affordability. A lot of people I know that... Today when I was cutting my hair, a guy was sitting there...
How long did that take?
Wow.
Anyway, carry on, yeah.
He was late, by the way. Probably started at 2.
Now I'm here. I'm putting facts on facts. This guy is looking at some...
Chinua over here.
Who was doing it? Your gardener with a lawnmower?
Chinua's combustible. Like
Muchini combusted.
Anyway, carry on.
You need a machine with an engine, right?
I'm going to keep quiet. That's okay.
Oh, God, let me keep quiet. Let me keep quiet about
no,
my
talk, head. Man.
Where was I?
Hey, boss, you must pay me more. It's a lot of work.
You need to finish cutting the grass.
Anyway, yeah.
Where was I?
You're not helping, bro. You're not helping.
Where was
I? You're talking about protectionism. They could have come up with a cheaper car. And people will still buy it.
You lost your train.
No, yes, I was cutting my hair. So this guy comes. They've got big keys, these Chinese cars. I don't know. It's fun. I was like, what car is that? And he told me it's a Chery. Love, finish. Get over and done with it.
No. He's
holding his laugh.
No, man.
I'm done laughing.
Look, so it's a big. So he was Chery, and he's like, look, I actually went and looked at it when I wanted it. I saved 280,000. In that is what? It's about 5,000 rands a month.
Wow.
And that's 280 is about...
More.
It's
5,000...
Let's say 4,000 rands a month saving. So with a Tiguan, he could have... With his 5,006, he could have bought a Tiguan and a Tarnhouse Gokas.
It's about 5,600, almost.
You understand? He could have bought a little house in Kagiso and a car with... So, and he's like, he's got everything, and he's got motor plan, 150,000 or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
So,
and I don't know how many years.
A million warranty will double check. 10 years, 1 million. So, VW, I still maintain offer, if you had to just make it cheaper a bit, just benchmark these guys, even with less goods inside, people will buy it. Not in South Africa, people will buy the VW.
Remember how back you spoke about the German factory closing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is one of their flagship factories
mm-hmm.
that's making quite a bit of money for them.
Mm.
So they are trying, but they're just trying to protect their business interests. We're employing this amount of people and people are going to lose jobs and the whole supply chain thing, you know?
And it's fair, you know? It's fair because they might lose jobs. Mm. But it's how the world moves. It's like one day music, I say, hey, guys, we've opened a lot of CD stores. Protect us from Spotify.
Adapt.
It's like what we spoke about India and Pakistan the other time.
What?
The tournament. Oh. India's the big boys. India, the big boys. The demand, you know.
So talking about adapting or dying, the Renault has taken a Mazda H2. It's a commercial vehicle. I put it up. It uses hydrogen and battery. So actually what I want to talk, this hydrogen gas gives it about 700 kilometers of range on a single fuel and refueling is like 5 minutes. Mm. And there were other cars that were made of, that had hydrogen. One of them that I remember, the first one was a Honda Clarity. It would give you about 400 kilometers, 100 kilowatts of power, which is a standard Polo, ne? A bit more powerful than a Polo. And then there was a Toyota Mirai. Is it Mirai? Mirai Carey. Mirai, yeah. Mirai. And it gave you...
Did you almost say Mirai Carey?
No, that's how I remember it. No, that's how I remember it. It does... It would give you 600 kilometers of range. So, why aren't we using hydrogen? I still ask, because everything I've read, the biggest thing is, they say, the biggest expense is to extract it. From the atmosphere, because hydrogen is the most abundant substance. The problem is to extract it from the oxygen, because it clings on to, it doesn't stand alone, it just always clings, it becomes water, H2O.
Okay.
Two more, yeah.
Is that why the name of the show is H2O?
Yes, so it clings to other things, so to extract it is quite expensive. But I'm thinking, it can't be more expensive than going to a sea, drilling, taking out oil. So why aren't we using hydrogen? Why are we using battery? Because batteries have got a limit. I mean, they can't give you 700 Ks. They've got, getting rid of it. If you put hydrogen and you drive, what comes out of the exhaust is water. It's the most greenest, efficient way. And if you can use it, instead of a battery, put a hydrogen cell and a combustion cell, I mean, isn't that green enough?
And then it's net zero.
Hydrogen,
you take it from the atmosphere, you put it back into the atmosphere.
So why is it that
with no impact at all?
Yes, because you extract it, you put in a fuel cell. What comes out is water. It goes into it will never run out.
Maybe it doesn't serve the agenda of the powers that.
This is where I'm thinking, Uguti. This is where I'm thinking, Uguti. Maybe someone invested in batteries. A lot of money in batteries, and now he wants his money back. Mm. So he's forcing everyone to buy batteries. Once he's got his money, he's going to be like, guys, I got hydrogen. I don't know. Why aren't we using it? Because I'm looking at the refueling, 3 minutes. The Toyota Mirai, what, 10 minutes, 5 minutes to refuel? It gives you 650K, so you can refuel here, get to Durban. 114 kilowatts is good power for a nice little sedan, for a Polo type sedan. It's dead quiet. It's abundant. It's a garage. It's the same system as you'd have a Shell that has hydrogen. Why aren't we using hydrogen?
Well, I don't know, buddy. But someone died.
Maybe they
do you know that?
Hmm?
They killed
the extraction, yes, and maybe the investment in fueling stations, if I may call it that.
But it's the same thing. They're putting investment to plugs. In every station,
So they could do that.
Hydrogen.
I think it's what he's saying, the powers that be.
Because Shell could just say, we do oil and hydrogen. And then you could choose. And the expense is much.
Maybe it's not profitable.
No, I actually researched. They say the biggest issue is that to extract 100 liters, to keep it together, by the time it gets to your car is 80 liters. You understand? It's hard to keep it, you know? in it's not like liquid, it's hard to keep it. There's a lot of losses. But I'm pretty sure batteries, by the time it's 2 years old, the losses versus you put 100% like a phone, I'm sure it deteriorates too. So
yeah, after a
while. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a guy that was killed, Stanley Myers. He created one of those cars and one of those engines.
And he fell off a building.
Yeah.
Not that conveniently. That one was a South African.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, he fell off a building. Him as well.
No, Stan was having breakfast. He had a brain aneurysm.
Ah, he died. Too intelligent.
So now, remember, I think we spoke about that lighty, the grade 10 student in South Africa.
Which one?
Munei something.
Yeah.
He also created a hydrogen powered engine.
Yeah.
And he's been driving around. And we remember we said, oh, was it on the group when we said he must make sure he stays away from any balcony? You understand? Or what he eats. Because as Tuso is saying, the powers that be. But I also read an article, BMW's got something.
iX5. BMW had an iX5. It had a 7 series with a hydrogen cell. And it was like done. And then it just pulled back.
So I wonder, maybe the powers that be.
Look, the cars that I know, there's a Toyota Mirai. Mirai Carry. There's a Hyundai Nexo. There's a BMW iX5. There's a Honda Clarity. All of these cars are there. They're ready. They can refuel. They can give you 100Ks. And there's some, even this Renault Master H2. It's good.
But this one, BMW. Well, where I'm reading, it says in February 2024.
What? We could buy Mirai. The only problem is that they can manufacture it. No one is now investing in hydrogen. And they started a bit in Europe to invest in hydrogen and then suddenly stopped.
Yeah.
This, if you want to go green, I think this is a situation because the batteries also are a problem to get rid of one day. To mine the batteries are a problem.
Yeah, disposal is going to be a thing, yeah.
So, I don't know.
What are you saying? You in favor of it?
No, I've always said this is the best.
This is the future.
The future, because it's abundant. And if you're going to invest money in going to drill oil, you can just take it from the atmosphere. Yes, it's going to cost. And you can have... They can still make money. Charge us 5 rand. What is a liter of petrol? 20 bucks.
Yeah.
They'll probably charge us 20 bucks for the hydrogen.
Let me just read a few of these. I won't go into details, just the headlines, right? Challenges are lack of infrastructure, high production and storage costs. Hydrogen is flammable and leaks easily.
Petrol.
Hydrogen carries less energy per unit volume than fossil fuels. Hydrogen production can be energy intensive. Hydrogen fuel is expensive.
Petrol.
Hydrogen cars are less efficient than electric vehicles, sorry.
For how long? The first year, maybe. Maybe the first 4 years, first 3 years, and then what? And what is efficiency if you're going to... The taking and the... Okay. If you're going to take hydrogen, put in a car, yes, it's less efficient. But you're going to have to take a battery, put in a car. When it's done, you have to dispose of it. Disposing of it requires... other additional stuff. So I don't get the argument. It's flammable. Oh, wow. So suppose petrol, if there's a fire, put petrol to switch it off. It's flammable. I mean, you know, petrol is...
No, good. I hear you.
I've never heard, let's see
where it will end up because, as they say now, BMW Kia, with this project that started now this year.
Look, there's a 7 series hydrogen.
They would say so. So again, keep BMW Group South Africa, America, Anglo-American Platinum and Sasol launched a pilot fleet of BMW
hydrogen. Yes, iX5s. Look, they
for testing.
Can I tell you something? This is very funny. If you can Google, there was a BMW 7 Series, I think in the early 2000s, had a hydrogen cell. Just Google it. You'll see that there was one that was tested and it was working in the 2000s.
The Honda
Clarity is a 2008 invention. It's there. It's working.
BMW may offer a production vehicle in the second half of this decade. Thought they're going to say second half of the decade.
So I think it's just close.
That's not close to happening as yet.
Well, but anyways, the Renault Master H2 has got hydrogen. It's got a battery, and the thing must weigh the same as a moon. I'm sure. But it gives you 700 kilometers of range, and it's because it's a commercial vehicle, and because it's batteries, at the back, you can make it flat. So it's got more storage. More space, and it's up for an award, actually. It's up for one of the bikes or commercial vehicle of the year. So maybe put more hydrogen and combustion together and cut a bit on batteries. Because batteries are heavy.
Yeah, no, they're going to be a problem in the future.
Mm.
Definitely.
Anyways, that's me. Talking politics. Today we should have called this show
Politics.
And boring like politics. Oh. Okay.
That's why we had the theater teacher. Theater is boring.
Theater is lovely. Anyway. Just culture.
Yeah, let's just wrap it up quickly. Last week we spoke about Frenchies. So we stuck it up to them with the rugby and then they stuck it up to us with the awards.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they've the French
forgot Rassi.
They overlooked him.
They overlooked him again. Mm-hmm. I mean, back-to-back World Cups.
Mm.
Number one team in the world.
It's fine.
You know.
What more must a man do?
What should you understand?
It must be wee-wee. It's snails.
They gave it to a French coach, the sevens team.
Mm.
Who won the Olympic gold medal? Like, fuck, who gives a F?
Mm.
You know, Rassi won two back-to-back World Cups.
Mm. And he's got the best team ever. You know,
at least we got the player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Peter Steph Tutoi.
Okay.
We had four nominees. There were four nominees, three South Africans. Eben Etzebeth, I think they overlooked him.
Mm.
Peter Steph, look, he's always... He's one of those. He's there. When he's not in the team, you feel it.
When he's there,
you see the difference. Mm. He's working hard.
Mm.
It's the second time he wins it.
Mm.
Eben, look, man, the same with Peter Steph.
Yeah.
But I think it should have gone to Cheslin Colby.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a huge impact.
No, Cheslin is a genius.
Yeah, he's had a huge impact on the team. He's a genius. What is done
on
for
the field? Did you see the other one? There's a video, the other match that Zaza, and then that line. And it's not the first time he does that.
It's not the first time he does it all the time. I mean, he's the representative of the small people in rugby.
Mm. In fact, everyone now is sidestepping like him.
Mm. Do you understand?
People are learning how to.
Very agile.
When I watched the Wales game last week, when we were playing Wales, how the Wales commentators were drooling over not just Cheslin but the South African team as a whole. Mm, you can't help it. Ne? And this is what pisses me off with those snail-eating
punks.
And croissant-eating, baguette-eating
I like croissants, punks. They've got an issue with
But with
how do you think they were looking at a plant like, it's moving slow. eat it!
They should just keep on eating snails because they don't know how to award rugby.
And they don't play great players. Rugby too.
No, they're playing well, actually.
No, they're playing well, but they don't play great rugby.
There's a call to say we need now to meet on the rugby field. We failed in they won in the boardroom.
Mm.
So now let us meet on the rugby field.
The outcome, you know how bad it's like, every time you play against England, South Africa, it's never a simple match. It's always
the media. You know how the media hypes certain things? I mean, recently, just quickly, and off rugby, India lost to New Zealand cricket at home. And the media was going at them. Virat Kohli must retire.
Yeah, it's just...
2 weeks later, they go to Australia. They beat Australia in Australia's background. You know, where they were expected to be smashed.
Mm.
And the old Kohli is back, the master.
Mm.
You know, form is temporary, class is permanent. Look, it's always the media that will overhype these things. And I think even with the rugby, the Frenchies and the English, they'll always oversell their teams. Look at how they say they've got the best soccer league in the world, England.
Mm.
The last time they won a World Cup was 1963.
Yeah, it's...
Do you understand? you should be doing something better.
Yeah.
But yeah, so IRB.
The French has ever won a World Cup?
Rugby, never.
Yeah. And I don't see them.
They won't.
Maybe if they quit the snails.
You must know happen the qual.
If they quit the snails, they might run faster.
The qual about last year's World Cup on top of everything.
Oh, we beat them just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And we were actually, we had bid and the World Cup was supposed to come. And then Babata.
Yeah, they got it. And then we actually took, we beat them. Ne?
We beat them in the semis.
In the semis.
And everyone was like,
ooh. Huge 1 point. We beat them with 1 point as usual. And there was a whole huge chit-chat. These people.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Oui, oui.
Sacre bad. Anyway, sorry about my language.
I'm so upset. Let me go have nails. Snails.
It was a sucker snail. Anyway, yeah. I just want us as the show.
How do you suck his name?
Yes. So as a show, that car, we honor Dr. Rassi Erasmus
as our
rugby coach of the year.
Of the year.
We give him that award.
We all know that you deserve it.
And everyone else in the world knows that.
In fact, I think of the century. No one has won back-to-back, have they?
Back-to-back.
Yeah, no.
Not back-to-back.
Hansen. With the All Blacks.
They won back to back.
Yeah.
But isn't the fourth a record?
No, remember back to back. Look, we tied.
Mm. No, we got three again.
We tied.
Oh, we tied, but we got one more.
We are back to back.
And two more.
Yes.
But they are three. New Zealand is three.
Explain.
It's three.
They've won. No, Linda's talking about back to back as in winning it 2 years.
Four years.
Fine, let's do this.
But we've done it.
New Zealand has got three.
Let's not do a jack.
We've got one back to back.
Yes, they've also got one back to back.
But we've won how many World Cups?
Four, and they've won three.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't there four World Cups?
Yes, they've got three.
We tied.
Just double check.
We tied.
Okay. Just double check. Double check, please.
Okay, I'm double checking. Yes. Don't do a check. Someone is going to.
I know we're 3-3 last time. When we won this, we were 4-3.
Yeah, but anyway, Dr. Rassi, my brother, if you're listening to the show, yeah, they've got back to back.
Yeah, but how many?
Three.
And how many do we have?
Four.
With the sport.
On that note,
that's the guy that does what for us. Wow. Are you? You said what? Don't be a jack. What? Who's a jack now?
No, we're done. Are you? Thank you.
You cut it nicely. I did tell you.
What?
4-3. I remember that.
We're talking about back to back.
Okay, they also did back to back, but we've got one up on them.
Yes.
That back to back, I didn't know how to do that.
Son, I must also go. I must go back.
Breakdown, make the horsepower noise louder. silent partner. You cruise on that car. Which one? That car. No boom. You dress up sniper. The choice is wiser. An informed driver. It's a point you cover.